It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We could leave any day, call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind, it was time. Number nine, let my lies, feline, with a death wish. Be right, didn't have no name on the guest list. Hold on, we're destined.
Yeah, that whole thing about Cromber making a statement about how much he's worth with Max Fried on the other side, nah, that didn't work out. If we're talking about plummeting your value, Cromber did all the things he needed to do to make him probably an untouchable for the Astros, because this isn't just a blip. This is kind of now a pattern of behavior. And if you missed it last night, you may not have been locked in on the Astros last night for multiple reasons. Maybe you had it off to the side, saw that they were down and kind of didn't lock in. But they're down 2-0. The bats are silent. Max Fried's doing his thing on the other side for the Yankees. And then Fromber, let's say over a sequence of pitches, maybe turned almost every Astro fan off of him. Of course, he gives up a grand slam after shaking off his catcher, Salazar, telling him to step off. Now, it was a late motion, so okay. Maybe Fromber says, I'm throwing this pitch. Turns out he shouldn't have thrown the pitch. A sinker that he didn't locate hit the opposite way by Grisham. And that changed the game. It went from a 2-0 score, you're one out away from getting out of it and keeping your ball club in it, to the game's over, opposite field shot to the Crawford boxes. And then we got to the complications that have led to the discussion so far today. It wasn't the very next pitch. There was a pitch, and then we had the pitch. There's some questions about whether Fromber hit Salazar on purpose. And you say, how could you hit your own player on purpose? Well, that's the debate we're having. At least some of us are having. Some people think it's intentional. Dallas Braden, who was in our lives because he threw a no-hitter, what are we talking about, like 15 years ago or so now? However long ago it was for the A's, he broke it down. Former player says he definitely thinks Fromber crossed up his catcher on purpose to drill him with a pitch. The two guys involved, Fromber and Salazar, say that did not happen. In fact, let's play the clip from Salazar. I saved it over there, Sean. Salazar, the catcher in question, Cesar Salazar, explained, at least from his view, what happened when Fromber hit him with a pitch he wasn't expecting.
Yeah, I mean, here at the moment, obviously, it was a big spot for the Yankees. The stadium was loud. I thought I pressed a button, but I pressed the wrong button. I was expecting another pitch, but it wasn't it. But I pressed the wrong button, and that's what it was. Now, me and Fromber actually have a really good relationship. We've been talking for mainly for 3 years now, especially two. Last year we talked a lot too, and we have a really good relationship. Like I said, the heat of the moment got to us. He apologized after. He's great. He's not. It wasn't anything bad about it. Just pressed the wrong button, and I was expecting another pitch.
I'm not gonna lie. He sounds exactly like me when I'm telling a lie. Like when I was a kid and my parents asked me a question. It's a lot of repeating the same things. A little stumbling over your reasoning.
It was the heat of the moment.
I don't think I've ever said that, explaining why I did something. But it was a lot of repetitive talk, trying to make it sound reasonable enough that they believe me. That's what that sounded like. And that's now where we are. Did Fromber Valdez, out of anger, out of frustration, intentionally drill his catcher with the pitch that the catcher wasn't expecting? As if the night overall wasn't bad enough. You get popped by the Yankees, you give up a grand slam, the game is over. And if people weren't out on him before, the response online to what occurred in that inning. Strongly in favor of Fromber. I saw people say, let's DFA him immediately. I was like, I don't know that that's going to happen, but that's how people felt. They're sick of it. The people in baseball players, Willie Middlebrooks, former baseball player, Dallas Braden, as I mentioned, all believe it did intentionally. The Astros themselves telling you it didn't happen. Fromber and Salazar were called into the office of Espada, and they had a discussion about it. I don't know if they came together and said, this is what we're going to say, or all of what Salazar said is true. If I'm judging by Fromber's reaction after he hit Salazar, where there was no, oh, my bad, it was nothing, just took the ball back and kept it moving, it feels like a man who did that on purpose and didn't care that he did it on purpose. But I don't know. I got one of the people involved telling me that it wasn't on purpose. Fromber, through an interpreter, said it was unintentional. He apologized. I tend to like to go by what I see as opposed to what I hear. And what I saw was a guy who was like, I'll drill you again if I want to. That was his reaction when he got the ball back. This may be being made more of. I think a certain host of the afternoon show, that host being Jeremy Branham, does not believe Fromber did it, because logically it doesn't make sense for you to do that to your catcher. But when you're angry, sometimes logic goes out the window.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, if you told me he did it on purpose, if someone inside told me they did it on purpose, I'd be like, you know what? I'm not surprised. I would actually be surprised if I found out, however I would, that it was not intentional. Considering the response of the person in question, it feels like a guy who was pissed, who has shown the inability to sometimes handle his emotions and has allowed those emotions to overflow to after games, where he's talking about how his teammates didn't do this or do that, or I shouldn't have to do this. There's a pattern of behavior right now. This would take it to another step, though, because at least he waited till after games to do things unlike other baseball players. This one, I don't know if I've ever seen it. If it's what it appears to be. And look at me yesterday. Hey, you know what, Robert?
I know.
Show everyone who you are.
We did it on Paul's show, too. Just like, hey, you know, this is a good audition for him. Not just for, you know, the Yankees, but going up against Max Fried. It's a TBS game where, like, there's probably more people that will watch this game than watched last year's playoff start that he had, because it was in the middle of the afternoon on a weekday. Like, this. Nope. Or, I mean, I guess he did. He did make a statement.
I don't think it's the one he wanted to.
He made a statement.
And now, this is from Michael Kay. He is the play-by-play voice of the Yankees. Now, this is him criticizing the Astros. But beyond Fromber's, let's say unprofessionalism, if we're going to call what happened last night intentional.
Mix up. Yeah, the heat of the moment got to him.
Yes.
The heat of the moment. Not got to him in the fact that it made him so angry that he intentionally plunked his catcher.
Uh-huh.
No, the heat of the moment got to him so because he didn't want to step off the – wait, what? Yeah. I don't know how the heat of the moment got to him.
Whatever Salazar's putting out there, if you take that at face value, so be it. But beyond Fromber's heat of the moment actions, he's also not known for being a great fielder. And since we're doing the Max Fried comp, because Max Fried is the most recent big-time left-hander to get a big deal, he got it in the offseason, you're going to hear criticism of the Astros bunting, but also you're going to at least hear the play by Max Fried, and maybe it just illustrates how different those two guys are.
And a bunt, and it's caught by Fried. Why? And it's a double play! Terrible baseball there by the Astros. They're down by five. And Salazar tries to bunt.
Yeah, that Salazar involved again, if you missed it. He bunts. Max Fried, cat quick, gets off the mound, catches it before it hits the ground, then doubles off, I think, Dubon. just what was part of a great night for Fried, not so great night for Salazar, and an awful night overall for the Astros. So Fried makes the play, puts together a good pitching performance, and Fromber, one of your alleged aces, does what he did. So five innings for Fromber, eight hits, six earned runs. Only walked one. Congratulations. But did give up the grand slam.
In control.
And now embroiled yourself in a controversy that where no one believes the reasoning that is being put out there. If you are saying it didn't happen intentionally, you are saying that because you don't believe it's logical for him to do it. And you are right. It isn't logical. But no one is suggesting anger leads to logical actions.
Or that Framber Valdez is a logical person when he's on the mound.
When he's in those moments, what about him seems logical? You would hope it's not true. And I hope Salazar is telling the truth. But it feels for all the world like we got to make sure this story gets tamped down. Because if we don't do it, it gets even uglier.
It's the classic case of the two people get called into the manager's office, and when they come out with the exact same story, that's where it's like, okay, there should be a little bit of difference in how you're telling the you know, state of events that happened. Like, this sounds like they got in a room together and said, okay, this is what we'll tell them, just to hope this blows over. Which, I mean, it probably will.
It probably will, yeah.
Like, I don't know if Dallas Braden's going to be checking in on the next Framber Valdez start.
Unlikely. Unless he does something else. But
yeah,
as far,
or unless it's against the A's.
Yeah, if it's a normal outing, I don't think it'll go past this. You mentioned that maybe they got together to give a statement that kind of...
Yeah, just get the story straight.
Get the story straight. This is what Framber said through an interpreter. What happened with us, we just got crossed up. I called for that pitch, I threw it, and we got crossed up. We went down to the dugout, and I excused myself with him, and I said, sorry to him, and I take full responsibility for that. And then when asked if he did it on purpose, no, it was not intentional. So, yes, we're gonna lean on it being crossed up.
Cross up.
Because a cross-up is just an accident, right?
Yeah, you know, you throw down the wrong sign. Oh, no, wait, they have pitch comp, so they're saying what pitch.
Yeah, but Salazar told us that he hit the wrong button. It was loud. The Yankee fans were celebrating the grand slam. So it was loud. A couple of pitches later, it was loud. And they screwed it up.
Okay.
That's where we stand. If you have thoughts on one of your aces, if you think he should be DFA'd like I saw online, the number is 713-780-3776. So in a night where the Yankees had a good time, and otherwise would have been an uneventful night, we just would have been talking about the Astros' bats disappearing again, we get this.
Honestly, without that one pitch.
It's just another Astros.
Just another, like, oh. They lost.
They lost.
They lost like this to the Orioles 2 weeks ago. Yeah, so.
The Mariners lost too, so big deal anyway. And in fact, the Rangers too.
That was the funny. I mean, now they are just like the funniest tweet of the night every night of just like absolutely like soul-crushing Astros loss where it's like this team has to look themselves in the mirror and ask themselves what kind of team they want to be.
I do see a lot of those tweets.
And then 20 minutes later. Mariners lost, by the way. So lead remains at 3.
Yeah, and the Rangers, like, oh, okay. And the Rangers who are hot lost as well. So they're 4.5 back.
I guess this is just what it is. Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah.
So as much as those soul crushing losses continue,
nope.
The lead remains the same and sometimes increases by week.
So, I saw that Chandler Rome had something where it was like the Astros are 9-9 in their last 18 games. And have gained 3 games or something. Like,
yeah, because they're a half game up at some point.
Yeah, they gained like 2.5 games.
Yeah, and it has not mattered because the ineptitude of the Mariners continues as well. So there we are. We get back to, I guess, normal baseball tonight. Unless it's an epidemic and now we're just going to have actual pitchers plunking their teammates.
Well, it'll still be loud, so there might still be a mix-up on the
pitch comp. I wonder if the Yankees get a rally going and push a couple runs across if another mix-up will occur because of how loud it is. Will Jason Alexander be confused with his catcher?
I mean, he's inexperienced.
Yeah.
Framber Valdez has started probably like 5 World Series games, and he got mixed up.
With the Yankee fans celebrating. So maybe this is all Astros fans' fault for not buying up all those tickets.
Yeah.
If not for them, it wouldn't be as loud as it was, of course, if Framber hadn't given up the grand slam. And also wouldn't have been as loud on a pitch he probably shouldn't have thrown because his catcher said get off the mound. But whatever. Let's push that aside.
It's a mix-up.
Mix-up again. If the so I'm blaming not Fromber, not Salazar, Astro fans. Stop allowing the Yankees to take over, and then if you do that, then we won't have these mix-ups. So show up to the ballpark. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. Cesar Salazar wouldn't have a bruise on his ribcage right now if you guys bought tickets.
And having to repent for that because, you know, thou shalt not lie. Perhaps he wouldn't have to repent if you guys had shown up to the ballpark.
We see Cesar Salazar seen at a local church walking out of a confessional booth.
And you think that's just a normal thing. You know, he had to go in there for what happened last night. Yeah, sure. All right. What a night. Not a great one. Controversy surrounding the Astros. They've been a relatively controversy-free team since, you know, the big one years ago. There's not a lot of reason to put the Astros on the headline recently because they've not been a spectacular baseball team. They're just cruising along thanks to the Mariners. Ben Verlander hasn't tweeted out their inevitable in a long time, I imagine.
It's still up in the air.
We haven't seen that recently, but now headlines. They're on Get Up, of all things.
What?
Yeah, they're on Get Up this morning.
Talking about baseball.
Yeah, first off.
A day before a Cowboys game?
Yes. And now they're being forced to talk about something we're going to talk about when we come back. And it makes me ask the question. Maybe the Rockets aren't such good negotiators if we go by what the Clippers did. Maybe all the teams are doing that. We'll talk about that story when we come back. This is a nutty story, but in some ways not surprising that an owner would try to get that off. And my question is, does this border into illegal? Does it go into illegal where the government would get involved, considering what Pablo Torre is reporting about Kawhi Leonard and the LA Clippers? We'll talk about that. We, of course, will talk Texans because they'll be at practice today, back in action as they get ready for the Rams. We'll see if Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is actually out on the field. Is he a full participant or will he be limited? I love those designations. We're back to that time of the year where the practice report comes out after the practice and we find out if a player was a full go or he was limited, because D'Amico said they expect him to play against the Rams. So the first step is he out there practicing, and is he visible? Is he in team warmups? Is he off to the side? We'll see a little bit later. But we'll hear from D'Amico Ryans on what he expects out of the Rams, considering the weaponry they have. And we'll also hear from Sean McVay because he has some thoughts on his O-line and what they're going to have to deal with. All right, we're just getting started here. We're here till noon. Remember, we're still giving away a pair of tickets to the listener appreciation party. So if you missed out with John and Lance this morning, we're going to have our final pair of tickets to give away. Paul Gallant show, they'll have a pair.
We're already done.
You giving them out?
Yeah.
Oh. Then I don't know if the Killer Bees have given out their final pair. So you may be able to get a pair of tickets from the Killer Bees or not. But guaranteed, we do have a final pair. We'll do that. But before we do any of that, I want to talk about Aqueduct Plumbing Company. It's pretty simple. Not many people, if any people listening, if they're not actual plumbers, know anything about plumbing. It's not something you look into. Some people look into, you know, changing their own brakes or changing a tire. But the plumbing thing, nah. And even if you do try, it's generally a disaster. Get someone who knows what they're doing. Get someone who can diagnose what your problem is and fix it so there are no issues going forward. And those people are the people at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Go to the website, aqueductplumbingcompany.com, and check out all the services they provide. They have a nice drop-down menu, label services that you can see. So if it's a giant job like a repipe because you got an older home and the pipes are old and they're corroding and you can see things in your water that you don't want to see, you never want to turn on the tap and see something that's not just clean water, because you clean yourself with that water. You clean your dishes with that water. You cook with that water. You want it to be clean. Aqueduct Plumbing Company will take care of you there. So big jobs, small jobs, doesn't matter. Whether there's a leak, something, if there's an issue with your toilet, they'll fix anything because they're the best at what they do, and that's simply doing a great job fixing plumbing issues. So go to the website, aqueductplumbingcompany.com, and remember this. If you don't know what it is, and you don't want to get charged for what the problem is, they'll do that. They give you that free price quote. So they'll kind of diagnose the problem and get you a quote without charging for it. And you can also call them at 281-488-6238. That's 281-488-6238. It's Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Just go to aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5. From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Every great team has its core players, but when the season gets tough, adding the right free agent can make all the difference. The same goes for business. At Robert Half, we found that 67% of companies surveyed plan to increase their use of contract talent to handle workload peaks and backlogged projects. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can quickly find the skilled candidates you want. At Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Hey parents, Jeremy Branham here. Want to transform your driveway into a pro-level court? Pro Dunk basketball goals are the real deal. Their revolutionary lightning adjust system lets you change heights in seconds. From regulation 10 feet down to 5 feet so the whole family can play. Build commercial grade materials that stand up to Houston weather. Get your kids off those screens and onto the court. Pro Dunk, the choice of serious ballers. Visit ProDunk.com today. That's ProDunk.com.
Contact Tax Relief Helpers for details and restrictions.
Attention, anyone that owes money to the IRS. Every day, your unpaid tax debt gets bigger and bigger from daily interest. The longer you wait, the more you will end up paying. If you owe $10,000 or more, now is the time to settle your debt before the IRS takes aggressive action, like taking your wages or property. A special toll-free number has been established so you can stop penalty fees, avoid liens, levies, or other hostile measures by the IRS. Call Tax Relief Helpers right now.
I got behind on my taxes and owed $48,000. I called and they got my bill lowered to just $3,500.
I owed $87,000 in taxes and it was scary. I got the amount I owed down to just $3,500. I saved $83,500.
If you owe money to the IRS, don't wait another day. Your tax debt gets bigger and bigger from daily interest. Call right now before the IRS enforces liens, levies, or other aggressive measures. The call and consult are absolutely free. Call now.
Call 800-692-7009. 800-692-7009. That's 800-692-7009.
If the reason you haven't bought a Heritage film for your loved one is because of money, there are so many options, like drug dealing. You can deal drugs on the side to make money or sell things that you currently own. Another good option is theft. Okay, I'm kidding about the drug dealing. YourHeritageFilm.com will make a feature-length documentary film of your loved ones or yourself or your drug dealer. We don't care. Capture your stories for generations to come. YourHeritageFilm.com.
John Granato here with Robin Orlando from Houston Powder Coaters. Robin, you guys are expanding as well.
Yes, we are branching into San Antonio and Austin. So if you have a second house over there, we can come and pick up your items, bring them back to Houston Powder Coaters, and then deliver them back to your second home.
How about that? And your delivery?
It's free in the Houston area. It's going to be $125 for Austin and San Antonio.
That's not bad at all. Call Robin. You'll probably deal with Robin when you call Houston Powder Coaters. 281-676-3888 or HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
St. Arnold, they have a beer for everyone. They also have a space for everyone. Lance Erline here. If you're planning a wedding, company party, or birthday bash, St. Arnold has a space for you. For events with 20 to 300 people, choose the cozy Investors Pub or the spacious beer hall. Enjoy fresh St. Arnold beer plus wine, cider, root beer. Their in-house chef creates everything from appetizers to full feasts. Book your holiday party now for prime dates. Visit StArnold.com, click private events. Make sure you go to StArnold.com, click private events.
Stand by.
you, announcer.
The Del Olalea Show, weekday mornings from 10 to noon.
Kane is in the building.
This is the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
Well, I just got called into the manager's office. And sure, I was out in the public eye telling you we had tickets giveaway. But got called in, said, actually, we don't. The honest truth. Actually, I don't want to tell you the truth. I'm going to pull a Salazar and lie. Simply my mistake.
A mix-up.
Just heat a mix-up. You know what? I'm not going to call Salazar a liar. I don't know if he's not telling the truth.
You're going to use the same explanation that he used.
Yes. Yeah, it was just a mix-up. It was loud in here when I was informed that we didn't have tickets to give away. I didn't hear. I got confused. Yeah. Joe's a great guy. I mean, we actually have a great relationship. Don't worry. He came in and apologized for it. Don't worry. It was just loud in here. You know, a lot of 790 people in here. I couldn't hear. So there it is. Sorry about that, everyone. We don't have another pair of tickets to give away. Just how it is. The party is on Friday. So I hope you guys, if you did want to come, got your chance. I know some of you still wanted in and didn't get the opportunity. Apologies. I thought we did have a pair. And that probably means the rest of the shows don't have pairs to give away as well, I would assume. But it was loud, so I don't know if I got it all. All right, we'll move on from that. So, do we believe that what the Clippers did, if you don't know what they did, allegedly they have been accused of paying Kawhi under the table when he was a free agent back in, 2019? Kawhi wasn't so tutti-frutti about being a Clipper, so they had to give him some extras, and his people demanded extras. It was very 1990s SEC when it came to benefits to secure the signature of a player you coveted. It felt like, if you read up on what happened, like an illegal recruiting type deal where, yeah, whatever it takes to get your signature, we'll do it. And whatever it takes and that's alleged to be a no-show job worth $28 million where Kawhi was supposed to be a celebrity spokesperson for a tree planting company called Aspiration. Now, the company was allegedly backed by Steve Ballmer to the tune of $50 million. The company filed for bankruptcy, and some of the creditors on that Chapter 11 form that Pablo Torre finds out showed to the world, the Boston Red Sox were on the list, but they were owed less than Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard had an LLC that wasn't very creative. It had his initials and his number in the LLC, and he's also the listed name on it. So if they were trying to hide it, they didn't do a great job of it. Maybe didn't think investigative journalism still existed. His LLC is owed $7 million. Kawhi, after the research was done, has been shown to never talk about this company, never make appearances for this company. There is no evidence that Kawhi Leonard ever spoke for Aspiration Tree Planting Services or whatever the hell they're officially called. So it is being alleged by one of the employees of the now-defunct company that it was strictly a salary cap circumvention move. That, sure, he was going to get his max, but that wasn't enough to secure his signature. Yeah, we're going to give you the most money we can give you and trade our entire future for Paul George because you don't want to be here without another star. That's not enough, though. Kawhi wanted another $28 million to make this work.
I will say, just like timeout right here. Doesn't this make the Shea Gilgeous-Alexander Paul George trade like five times worse?
Of course.
they did that for a guy that didn't even want to play with them.
They needed so many extras to get this done. They said, they had to succumb to every demand because they're the Clippers.
And every legal demand, and then had to do some basketball illegal ones.
Yeah, basketball legal stuff. And, you know, I don't know if it's falls under the scope of fraud. So maybe it's actually illegal stuff. Yeah. I don't know if that'll come out. I don't know all the legalities of it. But yes, if it is proven to be the case, they have done one of the things that gets you the biggest punishments in basketball, circumventing the salary cap. What does it mean? They don't even have a lot of picks because
they don't have. I don't think any picks the next 5 years.
Well, not ones tradable.
Yeah.
So they'll take away the tradable ones, I guess, the non-tradable ones that they had to keep because of the rule, the Stepien rule. As someone tweeted, they better win now because their future is done if this is proven to be true. Now, I don't know how it works. I don't know how great the NBA investigative team is. I guess if they ask, Pablo Torre will turn over all his findings if he so chooses. And then we'll see where the NBA goes with it. We know if this was David Stern, he would probably force Ballmer out of the league. But does Adam Silver want to force the Clippers to do something I don't think has ever been done? Two owners in a row.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Forced to sell the team.
It's happened one other time, yeah. I mean, you won't believe who he owns.
Yeah, could it happen twice in a row?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just, it just makes all the Kawhi Leonard era of the Clippers, which is already, I'll say, disappointment, probably failure, but let's go disappointment, let's be nice, say disappointment, even though it seems like a failure, it makes it way worse. It makes it so much worse that they risked all this just to, like, lose 3-1 in the bubble.
Blow a 3-1 lead, yeah.
Yeah, blow a 3-1 lead in the bubble.
Have him get injured.
Have him get hurt.
Miss playoff series or even play a game and then get injured for the playoff series.
Yeah, for, like, 3 straight years. Like, it just makes it all just, like, oh, my God. It all, honestly, if I'm a Clippers fan today, you sit there and you go, wouldn't it all have been so much more simple if they just kept Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and a million first-round picks and just like, oh, I guess we'll just try again with another free agent. I guess, what if we try to get Jimmy Butler instead? What if we
tried to pair Jimmy with Kawhi and Jimmy didn't want to do it, so that Paul George allegedly was next on the list.
If I'm Jimmy, I was like, I didn't know I should have asked for a tree planting gig.
Yeah, 5 years later, Riley won't give me the max. I could have gotten an extra $28 million from the Clippers if I so chose. Yeah, it has been an era of Clippers basketball, much like all the eras of Clippers basketball, where there's been disappointment. This one can lead to some real consequences for them. I don't know what it means for Kawhi. You know, the jokes are flying.
Well, he's still owed $7 or $7 million.
I don't know. I don't know if he will.
I'm getting my money.
I don't know if he still will get that $7 million, considering. But you know, I don't know how people view Kawhi. I mean, the jokes are flying. Wasn't the Clippers already his no-show job? The predictable jokes. I mean, Stephen A. went on television this morning, and he said if it's true, he doesn't know many people more gifted at getting money for not working than Kawhi. So those jokes will be there for the foreseeable future.
That's true.
Yeah.
He's gotten paid for like 3 full NBA seasons and then also $28 million for a no-show job. Like that's diversity that you don't normally see. Like Anthony Rendon, he's no-showing one job.
And at least he's been open about, I don't really care for baseball anymore.
I don't understand how you don't make one video of like, hi, I'm Kawhi Leonard, and I'm very passionate about planting trees.
Something.
Like, just so it's not entire, obviously.
If you're getting paid $28 million for a couple of videos.
For one video, like, that would also be very
suspicious. Maybe that's the point. Because if Kawhi Leonard is openly promoting a tree planting business, you start to look into, people probably would look into, what's this, how much is Kawhi getting for this? For Kawhi Leonard, of all people, I mean, does he speak in his New Balance commercials? If he does, probably not a lot.
I know at least in one of them, he doesn't.
So if Kawhi Leonard is talking about a tree planting service, people are going to look into it. So maybe that's why they didn't want to, because he has a history of, you know, not being a guy who does that.
The Amazon rainforest is known as the lungs for the earth.
So if he wound up doing it, that would raise some eyebrows. So maybe that's what their thought was. But even still, you got to be better than this.
Or just do, or.
Or to the credit, it did take like 6 years for someone to look into this and find it.
That is true. Have them cut a ribbon somewhere. Have them do something. Put them on the board.
something.
Like, maybe that's what you do. You put him on, like, the board of trustees for this. And, oh, he just makes $28 million for his position on the board. Now, again, I'm not saying – I'm still giving you illegal things to do. I'm just saying that it would have, I guess, looked a little bit better.
And this is a guy who was lauded for, you know, still driving his broken-down college car when he was a Spur. Remember that? Like, that was part of his lore. He was driving the same car like he had in college. Yeah. Something like that. I don't remember if it was a truck or some economy vehicle. People's like, it's Kawhi. It's just about ball.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That was Danielle Hunter who still drives a Nissan. The Nissan he drives is, like, still...
Very nice. Sure.
Yeah, it's very nice. But it's, like, 10 years old.
Yeah. But Kawhi's lore was, doesn't say a lot. One of those stars we don't normally run into. And he'll drive the car he drove in college. Look at him now. Allegedly taking $28 million no-show jobs. Eric, I see you. We'll get to you when we come back. Anyone else want to join us? The number is 713-780-3776. It does lead me to think that maybe we shouldn't have given so much credit to Rafael Stone for all of his negotiating tactics. I don't believe that's going on with the Rockets.
I wish the story would have broken the day he was in here.
Yeah. Hey, would you like to talk about it? Of all the things you don't want to talk about, let's talk about this. Yeah.
A question.
I know.
Got a question, sir.
I know it was, you know, it was tough to trade Jalen, but it was for Kevin Durant. Now, you've been lauded for your contracts that you signed this offseason. Care to respond to what's going on here and why what you did looks a little fishy now?
Yeah.
No. I don't believe.
Albert Shingun really took a haircut on that deal, huh?
Yeah. Albert Shingun for, I don't know what the company would be, but would it be tree planting? What would it be? Would it be? It would have to be something where you could just, where he wouldn't have to show up. And it wouldn't be like speaking engagements, because that's something you can track. But either way, we don't believe the Rockets are involved.
It would be like cleaning up Galveston Beach.
Yeah. And it's funded by Tillman Fertitta, oddly enough.
He does business down there. So it makes sense.
He wants the pleasure pier to be as clean enjoyable as possible.
And Shingun is on the board.
Some 23-year-old is on the board of this company.
Making $25 million.
Yeah, to show up to Zoom for board meetings. We have no evidence of that. We don't have the ability of Pablo Torre to investigate. And frankly, we don't care enough to try.
Yeah, I don't want him. I don't want Pablo Torre sniffing around the Rockets.
Yeah, stay away. The deals that Rafael Stone got done for Jabari and Alperen, and then, of course, Jalen before he got traded, all on the up and up. That's what we believe. But the Kawhi thing, it's just funny because, of course, it's the Clippers. Of course it is. All of this nonsense turned into what? Complete disappointment, and then they gave Kawhi another max. Now we know why Paul George didn't get his and why Kawhi got his. Because if they told Kawhi no,
he's got all the receipts. They had to pay him off?
Yeah.
They had to pay him to keep him quiet. And it didn't even work.
Didn't work, of course. Because, once again, they're the Clippers. All right. Eric, we'll get to you when we come back. If you want to join them, 713-780-3776.
Houston's independent voice for sports, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is Joe Budden. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. So I'm here to make sure you don't miss any of the daily fantasy action this football season with Prize Picks, where it's good to be right.
Download the Prize Picks app today and use code PLAYNOW to get $50 in site credits after you play your first $5. That's code PLAYNOW to get $50 in site credits after you play your first $5. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Progressive knows there's so many great things about being a sports fan. Like scoring the company box seats. How great is that? Trick plays that actually work. Prevent defense when your team is winning by a lot. And even more preventative prevent defense as they're hanging on by a thread. And of course, saving money when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's pretty great. Just like trick plays that actually work.
Yeah, but how often does that happen?
Complaining about sports? Not so great. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Turn things all the way up and find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Attention taxpayers. If you owe $5,000 or more and have missed another tax deadline, you're officially on the IRS's radar. The IRS has resumed aggressive collections. That means wage garnishments, bank levies, even seizures of your home, car, or retirement accounts. If you owe $5,000 or more and missed the deadline, you're stacking new debt on top of what you already owe. Call Priority Tax Relief now. Their experts fight back fast and are saving their clients millions in tax debt every month.
I owed over $50,000, and they settled it for pennies on the dollar. These guys are as legit as they come.
After speaking on my behalf with the IRS, my entire debt of $25,000 will be eliminated.
Whether you've received collection letters or you're already facing liens and garnishments, call for your free consultation. There are no upfront fees. Priority Tax Relief. Let's make your taxes our priority. Call 800-860-6195. 800-860-6195. 800-860-6195.
Priority Tax.
Hey guys, this is Lisa Zadok from Zadok Jewelers with a hot tip on how to keep your lady happy. Visit the Zadok Bridal Shop, a modern bride's dream. We work with our global network to source GIA certified ethical diamonds for you at a fair price. Not only do we carry a selection of the finest diamond settings, we also have a full custom design team ready to turn any ring dream into a ring reality. Zadok Jewelers, where Houston gets engaged.
Chastain Ford is the place to go if you're in the market for a Ford. Their professional staff will provide you with an outstanding truck buying experience. They offer competitive pricing and an extensive selection of new and used Ford vehicles. From the sales staff to the finance team, their knowledgeable and friendly staff are devoted to helping you find the perfect Ford for your needs. Chastain Ford also offers exclusive incentives and deals to get the most out of your purchase. Whether looking for a truck or SUV, Chastain Ford is the perfect place to find your dream Ford.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You're listening to the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
The Texans have named their captains. Not a big surprise who's on the list. No need to hit the horn. It's the Aziz, Al-Shaer, CJ. Although Dari may be a bit of a surprise, but he's like, what, special teams? I guess you'd give him that. Of course, Nico Collins is there, and Will Anderson is there. So names you expect. Of course, I don't know what a name you'd be surprised by. I mean, it's just captains. Guys vote on them around the league. But there it is. Your leaders for the Houston Texans as they begin preparations. Those have already started, but they begin really in full because they'll be out in the practice field today as they get ready for the Rams this Sunday. We'll see, as I said earlier, if Chauncey Gardner-Johnson's up and ready to go. All right, let's get to Eric here. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Dale. Is Framber Valdez and Micah Parsons of the Houston Astros, I think they should have traded him before the deadline and gotten something for him like they did for Kyle Tucker. And also, who's the backup for Archie Manning at Texas? There's some rumblings going around that they might put him in, and Archie Manning's not doing so well. I'll hang up the listen.
There are no rumblings, and it's Arch. Archie is the grandson, excuse me, the grandfather. We did joke about that.
Matthew Caldwell.
There were people feverishly Googling who the hell the backup quarterback at Texas was. I don't think anyone cared about that until what we saw on Saturday.
He's backing up the 76-year-old Archie Manning.
Well, no wonder they looked so bad on Saturday. Matthew Caldwell, as Sean would know, being the big Texas guy. Aren't you the Texas guy, Eric? You would have told us, but you are not giving anyone real information. There's no rumblings about Matthew Caldwell taking that job. It would be a giant admission of a giant recruiting failure that no one should be admitting, because it's game one of the season against a big-time opponent. And we all expect him to be better. And he will be better. And if he's not, there'll be a much different conversation.
I did see this, though. What do you think his QBR was?
I mean, it's going to be atrocious. What is it?
It was 59.8.
Where is it ranked in the country? Don't they normally do that on ESPN? They put the ranking.
I can pull it up.
Is that better than expected? Probably, right? Because he didn't throw an interception.
No, he did.
He did throw. He threw an awful interception. 170
yards, one touchdown, one interception, 58 QBR, good for 60th in the country.
He didn't feel like the 60th best quarterback in the country.
No. Well, how about this? DJ Lagway against Long Island.
Yeah, he didn't put up good numbers.
120 yards, three touchdowns. He was 29.8 QBR.
Is it
104th in the country?
Is it opponent adjusted?
It has to be.
Like, DJ Lagway wasn't happy.
We should be talking about him getting pinched.
DJ Lagway was not happy with his offensive performance. Oh, his team's offensive performance against Long Island.
Yeah.
Then he saw his QBR. I was like, what the hell? I mean, it wasn't great, but this?
Damn.
As far as Fromber, Eric, you have been relatively consistent on they should have traded Fromber. And they were never going to, because the window is always open. And they kind of proved that at the deadline. They went out and got multiple starters in that lineup. So they were never trading Fromber. And this is where we are now. In hindsight, people are probably agreeing that they should have traded Fromber, but it was never on the
table.
Just
because he made a mistake?
If there was a mix-up.
Just because there's
a
mix-up?
It wasn't a mistake. It was a mix-up.
Yeah, just what? That seems aggressive, even from Astros fans.
But I will give Eric credit. He always wanted Fromber traded. He thought that they should have tried to get something for him before even the month that has been, where he has been inconsistent with his pitching performances and someone who is speaking, you might say, out of turn after the game. So I don't like to give Eric credit for a lot of things, but he gets credit for that. If I'm of the opinion that Fromber should have been traded, Eric was on that way before this most recent run of nonsense. Lance Erline thought that way too, that let's get something for him, because he didn't think much of this team going into the year. And
I know during the offseason, especially after the Tucker trade, it was like,
we talked about it. I don't know how good this team is going to be. Are we going to trade Fromber? And
if we're going to sell off, or not sell off, but sell guys before that you're not going to sign when they become free agents next year, trade him too.
Yeah, Bregman was gone. Mm-hmm. They traded Tucker. We thought, hey, why not Fromber? And Fromber was always part of the equation for this year.
And then it was like, hey, you know what? We actually do need a starter, a guy who can be a starter. And then basically from August, the start of August until last night, not good. No. Just because he didn't see Cesar Salazar asking for him to step off the mound. And that's the only reason. It was a good start up until then.
Well,
it was a fine start.
It was
up until
2-0, bases loaded. Like, if he could have got out of that jam, then
we've
yes.
seen him wiggle out of jams like that.
That's true.
Just a mix up. Nothing to see here.
And
it happens. That's baseball.
Tip of the cap. If it would have ended that way, yeah, okay. You give up a grand slam. That sucks, but all right. Well, then you had to top it off with.
People wouldn't be asking for him, or not asking, demanding that he gets DFA'd had he not thrown the pitch they threw, two pitches later?
Yeah, they would have been frustrated with the performance, certainly.
But he had a month of these performances.
It's the Yankees. You want to win that one, and your lineup isn't scoring runs. You want to have one of your aces keep you in the game. Okay, bad performance. But Fromber's like, I'm not done yet.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Hold on. Got one more for you. And then
I got one more mix-up for you.
Yes, the mix-up. Fine. Mix-up, no mix-up. I just don't see a lot of mix-ups with, PitchCom? We don't see a lot of
also,
that.
Also, it could have been, the story could be, and actually, the story is, no matter what, that Cesar Salazar thought it was going to be a breaking ball. What he got was a sinker. Like, that is just true.
Yes.
That is true. And whatever, if you want to say it's intentional or if you want to buy their line that it's unintentional.
And we know Fromber has thrown pitches. Well, we saw it with the home run where he avoided the catcher's instructions. He did that last year with Yiner,
yeah,
where he shook off Yiner and it resulted in disaster. So
stop shaking guys.
Stop
off.
Shaking your catcher off. Like,
has it ever worked?
I'm sure, and it's this. It probably has because we don't find out about it because the pitch worked. But in the very public ways that it doesn't work, maybe he should learn a lesson.
Yeah,
Keith, you want to talk NBA? We'll get to you when we come back. Hang on, you got a question about the NBA? If you want to follow Keith, the number is 713-780-3776. But before we get to Keith and you, Sean's going to tell you about Prize Picks.
Yes, Prize Picks, the official daily fantasy sports partner of the Houston Astros. How about that? And also the number one daily fantasy sports app in America. And you can get involved in the action already on Prize Picks. Right now is the best time to get in on the action because MLB every night, like we're talking about. You got NFL kicking off on Thursday, and whatever you want, it's on Prize Picks. If there's a golf tournament, if WNBA is in full effect, obviously college football is in effect. We have a max discount offered to you for Dak Prescott on Thursday to get more than half a passing yard. That's right. He just needs to get 1 yard, and you're on your way to making money. Maybe you combine that with a little bit of Houston Astros action tonight as they look to respond. And after the, I'll say, disappointing outing from Fromber Valdez, but now they have their rock. Jason Alexander taking the mound, 4.5 strikeouts is his projection. You want to go more on that because you think Jason Alexander is going to right this ship for the Houston Astros. Whatever you want, it's on Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use promo code MAPES when you sign up to get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. That's promo code MAPES to get $50 in lineups when you get your first $5 lineup. All you have to do is use the promo code MAPES. You don't have to win. The money is guaranteed. Prize Picks. It's good to be right.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.